Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Libby Metam is set to become the new leader of the WA Liberals. A party room meeting this morning seeing a smooth transition from David Honey, who has reportedly stepped down rather than going to a vote. Metam now the sixth party leader in 6 years. And we're expecting a new Nationals leader too. Mia Davies stepping down last Friday, with the party room today set to decide between Peter Rundle and Shane Love. Streaming giants like Netflix and Amazon Prime will be asked to invest in more local content as part of a major boost for our arts, entertainment and culture sector. Prime Minister unveiling a nearly $300 million funding boost to help revitalise the industry over the next 5 years. Anthony Albanese says the centrepiece will be a new investment and advisory body, Creative Australia, which will focus on four key areas, including music and literature.
This is about our soul. This is about our identity. It is so important, because it's about who we are and being able to express ourselves, and about our quality of life.
Still no sign of that tiny radioactive capsule missing in WA, lost between Newman and Perth, Rio Tinto launching an internal investigation. A reminder to parents as kids start to head back to school in the coming days, AFP urging families to double-check their settings before uploading any back-to-school photos on social media. They're recommending posting on private or friends only. Scorchers opener Cam Bancroft can't wait to get out in front of a packed Optus Stadium this Saturday night. He says his good friend Ashton Turner's in great touch.
Yeah, growing up playing a lot of cricket with each other. Anytime we get a chance to bat, it's always enjoyable. You got to have your skates on when you bat with AT, run real hard for wickets. Heart rate's always a little bit higher than the normal, but good fun, and you know, he was amazing the other night.
The two Super Bowl teams have been decided. Philadelphia Eagles to take on Kansas in the decider.